Are we going to get a lot bigger? I think so. You know, so as exciting as this year has been, and obviously stocks, you know, quadrupled pretty much. So that's a good move. But I mean, this is just early days. This thing is, this is going to be one of those.
Terry Lynch, Power Nickel. What's going on? How are you?
Well, it's great to see you, Andy. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. And we're obviously, you know, coming to you with great tidings. So it's a good day for Power Nickel.
Yeah, it really is. You've had some great news that hit the wire. Let's talk about that. Tell me about your drill hole.
Yeah, so, I mean, today's news was, I guess, two parts. One is that we stepped out another 150 meters to the west, and it's been successful. We don't have the assays yet, so we'll get those out as quick as we can. But we've been, you know, pretty good at, you know, when we find something of saying, yeah, we've found it again. So it's been an amazing journey at the line zone. That you know, one of the other objectives today was just to show how far we've come already and what we've accomplished. So we've got a 550 meter strike length, and you know, we're talking serious grades, right? I mean, multiple hits of 10 meters of 10%, you know, some of like 32 meters of 7% copper growth. Like, these are like crazy numbers, really. But I mean, this is consistently being happening now for us. So it's not out of the norm. And I think we should expect more of it. And what's cool is that, you know, we basically have, you know, 550 meters of strike. We've obviously stuck out another 150, really out on a, like a visible horizon of 1.8, 1.9 kilometers. So it's tracking it one to one. So, I mean, are we going to get a lot bigger? I think so. You know, so as exciting as this year has been, and obviously stocks, you know, quadrupled pretty much. So that's a good move. But I mean, this is just early days. This thing is, this is going to be one of those, wow, I should have listened to that story. You know, it's one of those, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Well, actually, I'm regretful that you said that, because I've been tracking your stock. And for all of our viewers out there, I am not as of yet an investor in Power Nickel. That will be soon be changing. But I have been following your story, Terry, since I want to say the springtime, around March and April, just when you started breaking out. And it wasn't really a story that I didn't like. I did like the story and everything that was hitting, but it's more of just my macro view on industrial metal. But man, boy, was I wrong. And I would say you're one of the biggest regrets I've had in the last 18 months as far as an investor in my fund. So that will be changed.
You know what I say to people, Andy, that you know what, obviously you missed the first move, but you haven't missed the best move. You know,
right.
You know, you've missed the move from, you know, 20 to 65 or 20 to 70 or whatever, but you haven't missed the move from, you know, 70 to 5, you know? So I think that's coming, which sounds maybe crazy, but these things are super rare, but when you find them, they can be super big. And I think that's what we got, you know, and that's what every indication of our science is. And, you know, luckily we're cashed up, so we're not needing cash. And, you know, that's when stocks move, is when you don't need cash and you got catalysts, you know, and we're getting every day, we're seemingly adding more smart people to the team to help us reach into their communities and to understand the deposits better. I mean, I think one of the seminal moves this year, you know, aside from obviously getting, you know, Robert Freeland, Rob McEwen to write big checks, I think the big move for us was getting Steve Beresford on side, you know, because he's, you know, what did we know about polymetallics? Honestly, you know, we're good mining people and we understand what they are, but certainly we don't have any track record or experience in that field. So it was really important for us to reach out and find a world-class talent like that and to have him come on. Like, I didn't know the guy from Adam. My son gave me the heads up. Dad, here's the guy we should be going after. He said, you know, go and get him. And I'm like, sure, as if that's going to be easy. But, you know, I reached out to LinkedIn through him and we ended up connecting and, you know, came on first as an advisor. Then when he came to the site and he saw the giant commodity boulders, which were, for him, very indicative of what will be a giant nickel sulfide project. That's when he came on as a board member, and he's been guiding us ever since. And been some pretty interesting techniques that he's learned over the years, you know, with his time at First Quantum, NMG, and IGO. And he spent several hundred million dollars exploring for polymetallics. So you learn the tricks of the trade. There's always tricks in this business, you know, ways to save money, ways to be smarter and to be more impactful and to deal with problems. Because, of course, in mining, you deal with problems every day. So, you know, one of the great things about our site is that the logistics are fantastic. You literally drive up a route north right to the site And there's hydro lines, you know, hydro Quebec's right across the street. So we got power and roads. So that's good. But the negative is the power it actually obstructs some of your, you know, mag work and IP and so the EM and stuff like that. So you have to be able to filter that out. Now that's one of Steve's specialties is he's got, you know, he's gotten to work with over the years, all the great, you know, magnetic processors and they've been able to figure out ways to do that and different ways to set the loops up. And so it's like, you know, if you had to try and figure that out from scratch, it would cost you millions and tons of time. Whereas, you know, we hit the ground running, this guy knows exactly, okay, that's a problem. This is the guy we need in Finland. He's going to sort that out for us. Boom. You know, it's amazing when you can tap into that and that, you know, we've been lucky. I think that's as big a part of the story going forward is the brain power being able to bring to the team as much as the money.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's, we talked a little bit about Steve the last time you were on, and then I think he just had an announcement with them literally right around that time, if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to LinkedIn. You found them or you contacted them?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. And I was so bitter. Like, honestly, I've been a bitter LinkedIn. I get these low deals, you know, which are, of course, bullshit, you know. I've always thought it was a bit of $60 a month or whatever the hell we were paying. But you know what? I was able to send him a direct message. And that's how we got in touch with him. So it's like, yeah, LinkedIn, you've earned all your fees for the next 5 years. We're good to go.
That's great. Well, you also brought up something interesting too, and I've experienced those ones of parts of my investments that we're dealing with mining or just natural resources, and anything and everything can and does go wrong. But you really put together, and this goes back to Steve, putting together the team to navigate through this. Really, my not that anything's going wrong, but just to navigate any problems that you can see in the foreseeable future. My next question really is do you see or what are some of the tripwires or potholes that might happen going into the new year that you see might happening, and how are you looking to deal with those?
Yeah, you know, I think with success comes its own set of challenges. So now, you know, we've got two rigs, we're going to a third rig in January. So of course, you know, these rigs, you want to employ them tactfully, you know, and strategically, and each drill hole has a question you're trying to answer, really. So, you know, we're scaling up, you know, to be able to deal with that in the right way. And, we did a lot of work this summer, fall, to get the, I would call the intelligence to be able to deploy these rigs properly to get value for our skin. And, you know, because, you know, getting the ground mag and the ground EM and the gravity over the whole spectrum, that geochemistry. So all this stuff has been pulled together. And we actually, you know, we're finishing. We've got two exciting holes we're finishing up this week, probably early next week we'll be done. And then we'll be shutting down for the Christmas break until early January. But we were just shutting down the rigs. The science guys are going in overdrive because they'll have time now to sort of collect all the data that we've gotten and start to interpret it, you know, and really get us charged up for the new year. So we've been super, I guess, lucky and blessed that it's been such a fruitful, you know, exploration season for us with basically, you know, sort of standard approaches. But the downhole EM has been, you know, such an amazing technique for this type of deposit. It doesn't work on everything. Obviously, it doesn't work on gold, you know, it doesn't work on uranium, but for sulfides, like nickel sulfides and copper sulfides, it works really good. And so that's been our secret sauce. That's what's kept us at, you know, we've certainly had more than a 50% success rate, almost approaching, you know, 80% of time. So that's just ridiculous numbers, but you know, we're looking forward to, doing that, I think. And so you've got that challenge of making sure you can execute, because you want to get to this prize as quickly as you can, because when you're a junior mining company, you're burning every day. You know, you want to create value as quickly as you can, but as efficiently as you can.
Yeah, and again, you've had such a great run here in 24, and we're talking, or we've talked in the past, that you're looking for an even better in 25. What should we expect, or what's the outlook that you're expecting?
Yeah,
it's 25.
I think people will start to compare us now to companies like Foran and the bigger copper discoveries that have been successful and are trading at, you know, $1 billion market caps and say, hey, these guys actually have higher grade, you know, they might be bigger. You know, so it's, at some point, I think that shoe is going to drop. Don't know when, but I think, you know, we'll try and again, just again, lead with the evidence of strong drill results and just get the message out there. And, you know, we brought in JC Evanson last week, and JC's got a great institutional following, and he'll help us get the message out to the institutions. I think, you know, the blessing and the curse of Power Nickel is that we were basically an independent story, right? I mean, we basically funded it ourselves, you know, largely, you know, I was a lead investor. Then we were, I was able to get, you know, Friedman and the Q&A and early and helpful. And, you know, G. Reinhardt, all these, you know, great names in mining, you know, but we weren't sponsored by a bank. You know what I mean? So that was good because we were able to get it done, but ultimately you need sponsorship, you know, and I think that's the next move for us is that we'll start, you know, we're starting certainly having the analysts up to the site. So we're going to start to get some more research coverage, I think, and we'll start to broaden the horizon, people start to see us as a, not just a, you know, a polymetallic story, but it's a hell of a copper story and it's a hell of a PGM story, you know? So there's a lot of ways to look at this. And I think that, you know, and one of the things we're probably, you know, very shortly, we'll be changing our name from Power Nickel to Power Metallic, you know, because it's not that we don't love nickel, because we do. We think we'll be very profitable nickel producer, you know, when we do it. But it's a bit of a trapping word. People have a bad perception of nickel, which is unwarranted in my view, but nonetheless. But for us, you know, nickel will probably be maybe a third of the revenue story. Copper is going to be a third, and then noble metals like the platinum, palladium, gold, silver is going to be a third. So we've got a lot of, you know, education we need to do the community to make them understand what the value proposition is here.
Yeah, no, excellent point too. And that was one of the reasons that was holding me back until I just started talking with you just about what your sources, what you were actually doing. And then it was very enlightening and made it that much more attractive. Real quick here, talk about, again, money that you have, money in the bank. I know that you have a war chest and just really your share structure, just for any listeners that are first time hearing this and that want to know those sort of things, you know, tell me about total shares outstanding, fully diluted, and what kind of cash you have in the bank.
Yeah, so 195 million or so today, fully diluted about 240. We've got about half of that's controlled by six or seven investors, myself and my family being the largest at 18% or so.
That's huge.
And we've put in like $6 million total. So it's not, you know, we've paid for it, you know, hasn't been a gift. But the, and then, cash wise, you know, we're basically, you know, certainly I think we started the quarter off of, around 15 million in the bank. And then we've added a few more million in warrant exercises. So our guidance to, the world has been that we're certainly fully funded through 25 our 30,000 meters is going to be like a $10 million program. We'll, you know, probably halfway through that now. So we're in good shape cash wise. So, you know, like I say to people, generally I'm an investor like you are too. And when I'm looking at investment stories, you know, one of the things I'm looking for is, you know, a big opportunity. I'm not looking to make 10% in mining. I'm looking to make 10 times. And I'm looking to see if they have the cash to deliver on catalysts. Because if they don't have the cash, that's going to overhang yet. And it doesn't matter how good your prospects are, you're going to have to sell the paper and they're waiting for you. You know, so we don't need to sell any paper. We're in good shape. So we're delivering on catalysts that are, I mean, you know, when you have a 32 meter hole of 7%, you're creating value. You know what I mean? So we're going to have more of those and we're going to create more value until at some point, you know, just like, you know, it was funny last February, I remember I was doing some podcast. And we had told people, we actually posted the pictures of our drill core because I said, there's no way, because we needed some hard dollars at the time. And you know, I was prepared to invest. And I was pounding the table and saying, guys, we need to get the word out that we've made a material discovery, because I don't want people to say, hey, you cherry picked and took this. I said, no, let's get it out there. And we told, it was like the one armed applause. Nobody, it was February. I think the Russians were doing something. It was just like negative timing. Nobody wanted to invest. you know, and then, you know, 2 months later it burst out, right? Because the results did come in and it was good. So I see the same sort of pent up thing here. We've been bumping in, we've been trading sort of between 60 and 80 cents for the last several months, even while we continue to add great results and prove that, you know, that Friedland and the Cure are the geniuses they are and invest it smartly. And at some point, you know, I don't know what release is going to do it or just exactly when, but I expect it'll have that, it'll burst again. That's the way these things seem to go anyway.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with you. And two things really stand out. Well, three things that really stand out to me as you're sharing with your share structure and the cash is really, number one is how much cash you have in the bank, which I can't tell our listeners how crucial that is for a junior company, just because of what you mentioned, the burn through. And it's anything can go wrong and you have enough cash to really weather those kind of storms if they are coming. And then you have the money there to further the project. So that's fantastic. The second thing is your share structure. And I did the math really quickly, but I'll say the word I like to use is strong hands. It's like about 50% of this company is in the strong hands. So that is fantastic. So congratulations to you. If we don't talk, and we certainly could be talking before the end of the year, but if we don't talk by the end of the year, what do you want to share with investors and potential investors?
Yeah, so I would say, like, we'll have more catalysts before the end of the year. We're expecting some assays to come out before the end of the year. You know, we'll close off our spin out before the end of the year. You know, so it's going to be more good news, I think, to come. And I think, you know, I would just say to people, look, if you haven't heard the Power Nickel story, please come to the website, check it out. Check out the interviews we try and get out, and we spend money on two things in Power Nickel, on communication and IR, and then we spend money on the drill bit, you know, and very little else. We're very lean other than that. But, you know, I think, you know, our team's done an exceptional job with the science, and it, you know, this is not a promotion. This is going to be a really important mining story over the next couple of years. And the proof is in the pudding. If you'll actually do your due diligence, you'll see that. And it's a great time to be looking. I'm a big believer that mining is going to have a renaissance. And, you know, I think that people should be overweight, you know, good quality miners right now. It still hasn't taken off. But, you know, I think that some of the best move in mining is when you go from bad to less bad. I think that's about to come. And then we'll get to good, and then we'll get to a bubble, you know, and there'll be some 10 and 100 baggers here, which is, that's why you get into the space, Andy, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Terry, just again, give me your website and your tickers real quick again.
It's powernickel.com, and the tickers, the Canadian ticker is PNPN, and in the US it's PNPNF. So, and it's IBV in Germany.
Excellent. I will put all of that in the show notes. And again, just to full disclosure, as of today, and this will be soon changing, I am not an investor, but Terry, I do look forward to buying your company over the next several days and several weeks and having more of these conversations with you. Love to get you on before the end of the year. You said you will more than likely have news dropping by the end of the year. Let's do this again soon, and I'll reach out as soon as in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Andy. Look forward to it. You have a great day now. Cheers.
Good to see you.